Hey everyone, welcome back to Procrastination Killer. This is Asher Blake, your friendly neighborhood procrastination whisperer here to help you slay those deadlines and conquer your to-do list. Today's topic hits close to home. We're tackling procrastination at work, that sneaky beast that loves to nibble away at our productivity and leave us feeling stressed and overwhelmed. Ever feel like you're drowning in emails, struggling to meet that looming deadline, or just plain staring blankly at your computer screen? Yeah, me too. Trust me, you're not alone. But the good news is, procrastination isn't some unyielding force of nature. We can learn to outsmart it and turn those dreaded tasks into manageable steps towards success. So buckle up, grab a cup of coffee, and let's dive into some strategies that will help you crush procrastination at work. One of the biggest culprits behind workplace procrastination is fear. Fear of failure, fear of judgment, even fear of success. It sounds crazy, right? But when we're afraid of messing up or not living up to expectations, our brains can go into overdrive, convincing us that avoiding the task altogether is safer. But here's the thing. Avoidance only amplifies those fears. It creates a vicious cycle where procrastination leads to more stress, which fuels further procrastination. So how do we break free? Start by identifying what you're truly afraid of. Write it down. Get it out in the open. Then, challenge those fears with realistic thoughts. Remember, everyone makes mistakes. It's part of the learning process. And sometimes, those mistakes lead to the most brilliant breakthroughs. Next up, we need to tackle that overwhelm monster. Ever stared at a massive project and felt like you just wanted to crawl under your desk? It happens to the best of us. The key is to break down big projects into smaller, more manageable chunks. Think of it like building a skyscraper. You wouldn't try to put up the entire structure in one go, right? You start with a solid foundation and work your way up, layer by layer. Same goes for those daunting tasks at work. Set realistic goals for each day, focus on completing one step at a time, and celebrate those small victories along the way. This not only makes the task feel less overwhelming but also keeps you motivated in moving forward. Remember, progress over perfection. Now, let's talk about distractions, the silent saboteurs of productivity. We're living in a world where notifications ping constantly, emails pile up, and social media beckons with its siren song of endless scrolling. It's easy to get sucked into that vortex, but here's the truth. Every time you get distracted, you're essentially hitting the pause button on your progress. So what can we do? Create a distraction-free work zone. Put your phone on silent, or better yet, in another room. Close unnecessary tabs on your computer, and let your colleagues know when you need uninterrupted focus time. And if all else fails, try the Pomodoro technique. Work in focused bursts of 25 minutes followed by a 5-minute break. This helps train your brain to stay on track and avoid getting bogged down in distractions. Here's a real-life example that hits home for many of us. Imagine you have a report due next week, but the thought of sitting down and writing it feels like climbing Mount Everest. You might procrastinate by checking social media, responding to emails, or even cleaning your desk. We've all been there. But what if you broke that report down into smaller chunks? Maybe on Monday, you focus on gathering data, Tuesday on outlining the key points, Wednesday on writing the first draft, and so on. Suddenly, that massive task feels more manageable, right? You're celebrating small victories every day, keeping yourself motivated and moving towards your goal. See? We've turned procrastination into a productivity powerhouse. So, to recap our anti-procrastination arsenal, identify your fears, break down tasks, minimize distractions, and celebrate those wins along the way. Remember, you're capable of amazing things. Don't let procrastination hold you back. Now go out there and crush it. If this episode resonated with you, hit that subscribe button, leave a review, and share it with your friends who might need a little procrastination-busting inspiration. And remember, I'm always here for you. Join the conversation on social media, and let's keep slaying those deadlines together. Until next time, stay focused, stay productive, and never stop striving for success.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.